Hello everybody, this is Aaron Spears with Podcast For You. Thanks for listening to it. This is for Blind Cultec, and today's date is
Friday, November 28th, 2008.
This podcast is a follow-up to Tim Johnson's, and I apologize if I didn't say that right, podcast on using the information bar in Internet Explorer, which will pop up if Internet Explorer were to block a pop-up window or a download or what have you. So, Tim Johnson, assuming I got the name right, put a podcast on there, Blind Cultec, and kind of explain how you can interact with that, so you can get stuff installed or whatever. And the way that they said to do this would be when you hear the sound that you just played whenever a pop-up gets blocked or your download gets blocked or whatever, just hit F6 and it puts you on the address bar. And you can hit tab repeatedly until you get to the information bar where it's actually going to say something like, to help protect your security, this website has been blocked from downloading a file to your computer or whatever. And then at that point you can hit space and interact with it. That was Tim's way of doing it. And that's a good way, it works. And I got a couple of shortcuts. One of them is to hit F6 itself repeatedly until it pushes you right on that, so you don't have to tab a bunch to get to it. So you can hit F6 more than once and it'll put you there, eventually. At least it does for me, I don't know about everybody else. And the other one is try hitting Alt plus N, as in Nancy. And that'll put you there, right on the address bar. Seems to do that every time for me. So I've got a website up that's going to make that pop up. It's a SourceForge page for downloading eSpeak, a free speech synthesizer that supports Savvy 5 if you get the Windows version. So I'm going to go to this and make that window pop up and see what we can do with it. So let me switch this to to talk slower so everybody can understand it.
SourceForge.net files Windows Internet Explorer. SourceForge.net files Windows Internet Explorer. SourceForge.net file blank. File listings for the eSpeak speech synthesis project. Release.
I've already got it up there, so I can just hit forward, alt right arrow, and it should make it try to download the file. And it's going to pop that window up.
Forward.
Or the information bar. Here goes.
SourceForge.net downloading. SourceForge.net downloading.
You had
to help protect your security, Internet Explorer blocked this site from downloading files to your computer. Click here for options. RSS feed. SourceForge.
You heard that noise, and then Jaws eventually read that message. So let's try Tim's way of doing it first. We'll hit F6 one time.
Address edit combo unloading.
Okay, we're in the address bar, so we'll just hit tab.
Refresh F5 button.
And keep on hitting tab until we get where we want to be.
Live search edit. Search alt enter to search in a new tab button. Edit combo. Favorites center alt C view. SourceForge.net download home split button. To help protect your security, Internet Explorer blocked this site from downloading files to your computer. Click here for options button.
Now we can hit space.
Context menu. Download file.
And arrow through our choices.
What's the risk? More information. Download file.
Excuse me.
Leaving menus. SourceForge to help protect your SourceForge net heading level.
Okay, I put us back in the web page. Now, that's Tim's way of doing it. Let's try hitting F6 repeatedly and see if we eventually end up there.
Address edit combo unloading PHP group.
F6 again.
Favorites center alt.
One more time.
To help protect your security, Internet Explorer block.
And there we are, we can hit space.
Context menu, download file.
And we're back in the same menu again.
Leave, click here to.
I put us back in the web page.
SourceForge.
Now let's try alt in.
To help protect your security, Internet Explorer blocked this site from downloading files to your computer. Click here for options, but
And as a note, if you get more than one of these at once, you can up and down arrow through them. Like if you got a pop-up window blocked, and it also wants to install an ActiveX control at the same time. Then you can up and down arrow through them and pick which one you want to do first, or whatever. So I hit Alt N and it put me here.
To help print.
I can hit space now, just like we have been.
Context menu, download file.
And we've got our choices.
What's more, download, leave, source folder.
So I just wanted to try to point out that there's a little bit, slightly more efficient way to do it there. We can hit F6 more repeatedly until you actually land right on it, instead of having to hit Tab like 10 times to get there. From where you would hit F6 once to go to the address bar, and then press Tab, you know, until you get there, like Tim said. You could just hit F6 repeatedly until you get there, and it just takes less time to do it that way. Or you can get directly there really cheap by just going Alt+N as in Nancy. So, or as in November if you want to get technical about it. So, I think that's everything that I've got to talk about it. Just kind of nice, the blind cool pick. You can, I've encountered it before, where somebody would post something and somebody else would post something about the same thing, kind of as a reply, you know, make it sort of conversational or whatever. So, figured I'd try it. And, the technical information, because a lot of people do seem to be interested in that, including me. When I listen to a podcast, I like to know what it was done with. I used a SSEEPC netbook 904HA and a pair of DigiWare headphones from Radio Shack headset. I have two 1/8-inch jacks, one for microphone, one for headphones. And I used Gold Wave. It's a very good, nice and simple sound editor for the casual, and also not so casual. I think SoundForge is better than Gold Wave, but it's much more expensive. So if you're into sound editing, shoot for Gold Wave. See if you can grab it. It's really good. I love it. So, with that, I think we'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening and all that. So, talk to you guys later. This is my contact information. If you'd like to email me, you can send an email to valiant8086@lavabit.com. valiant8086@lavabit.com. If you want to visit my website, you can go to http://valiant8086.xiinteractive.net. And it's the same as my email address, .x-site-interactive.net, spelled S-I-G-H-T, not S-I-T-E. If you wish to add me to Skype, my contact for Skype is aarontech.valiant, A-A-R-O-N-T-E-C-H, .V-A-L-I-A-N-T. MSN is a1t2s3_89@hotmail.com. And that is a alpha number 1 t tango number 2 s sierra number 3 underline 89@hotmail.com. I don't check email from that address, so please don't send an email to that address. If you wish to subscribe to my mailing list to discuss anything, including any of my podcasts, please send a blank message to aarontech-request@freelist.org. Place the word subscribe in the subject and leave the message body blank. You will receive a reply, to which you can reply in order to be subscribed. Once again, this is Aaron Spears, and I'd like to thank you for listening to my podcast. Background music courtesy magnatunes.com.